Okay, the boy side. Today's daf is daf Kuf Chaf. We're holding the final six words on Kuf Yud Test Amid Beis, Boy Reb Zeira. Now, Reb Zeira is not coming in a vacuum. It's against the machloikis that we had yesterday. As you'll recall, over the last few days, we started in the Mishnah and then in the Gemara, that Bishas Heter Habamis. When was the time of the Heter Habamis? The 14 years in Gilgal and the 57 years that Klal Yisrael was without a Mishkan, without a Beis HaMikdash, during the years of Noiv V'Givayim. Now, even though there was no formal Mishkan or Beis HaMikdash, there was a Bamei Gedolim. At the same time, there were the Bamei Ketanis. Bamei Ketanis means that any individual could make a Bamei wherever he wanted, on his front lawn, in his backyard, even on his roof. There were certain Kabbanis that you could only bring on the Bamei Gedolim, certain Kabbanis you could only bring on the Bamei Ketana. For instance, as you'll recall, you could only bring during those years your yesharais, ishkala yosher be'enav. What were the yesharais? Oilois ushlomim that you were able to bring on your private mizbech. You could also bring it on the Bamei Gedolim. As to whether or not you can bring a chatas v'asham, we had a machloikis between Rameh the Chamim and Reb Yehuda. Clearly you could not bring choivis on your private mizbech, on the Bamei Ketana. Whether you could bring it on the Bamei Gedolim, you couldn't, Rameh the Chamim said, no choivis whatsoever anywhere. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, those you could bring on the Bamei Gedolim. Fine. Yesterday we didn't focus so much on which kabbanis, but rather we focused more on the specific practices. What practices? Every time you go and bring a carbon, you have to do a Zrikas Hadam. On the Bamei Gedolim, they had the Chitzoy. Chitzoy means that they had a mark similar to the Chut HaSikra that you had on your big Mizbeach, in the times of the Mishkan and the times of the Beis Migdash, and that Chutz HaSikra was mavdol between the Domim HaElyonim and the Domim HaTachtonim, where, of course, as everybody will recall, by Karm Chattas, we would do the application of blood.
Arba Kronos
Lamala. All the other Kabbanis went down Lamata, with the exception of the Oyla Sa'oiv, which was also Lamala Michut HaSikra. All of those halachas applied vis-a-vis the Bamei Gedolim. As far as the Bamei Ketana is concerned, there was no chitzoy, meaning you can go and throw the blood anywhere against the Mizbeach. There were no requirements of Shtayim Shein Arba or Arba Kronos. No, there were no Arba Kronos because there were no chatas anyway. But what did they do? So Rashi says they can go and throw the blood for an oilo or a shlomim, even lamala, even not lamata. These rules did not apply to the Bamei Ketana. However, what happens if someone was makdish a korban and originally brought it on the Bamei Ketana? No problem. Remember, this is Shas Heter HaBamis. No problem. So what means bringing it? We shechted it in connection with that Bamei Ketana. And then normally everybody expected him to do this Rikas Adam on that Bamei Ketana, and then to go and be Mala the Aymarin on the Bamei Ketana. And guess what happened? The person said, no. It's not that far from here to the Beis HaMikdash, or not the Beis HaMikdash at that time, and Noiv HaGivayim, not so far from the Bamei Gedolim, or in times of Gilgal, not far from the Bamei Gedolim there. You know what? I'm going to go and bring the blood, and I'm going to bring the rest of the carbon towards the rest of it on the Bamei Gedolim. The question now is, what status does this carbon have? Is it considered to still be a Bamei Ketana carbon? Or is it considered to be now a Bamei Gedolim carbon by the fact that you've now brought it within the machitzos, so to speak, of the Bamei Gedolim? What nafkamina would there be? Well, number one, the Gabi the Zrikas Adam that we just spoke about. When you reach the Bamei Gedolim, you have to be careful only to go and do the Zrikas Adam lamata from the Chut HaSikra, from that mid section. What's the reason why? Because now it's on a Bamei Gedolim carbon. Or since it started off as a Bamei Ketana carbon, no. It continues to be Bamei Ketana carbon. You can go and throw the blood, lamal, lamata, makes no difference. That was one nafkimina we had yesterday. There's another nafkimina as well. If you're talking about a shlomim, what do you do with the choz v'shoik? You have to give it to the kehanim. But you only have to do that if you're dealing with the Bamei Gedolim, not if you're on a Bamei Ketana. But now he took his shlomim from the Bamei Ketana. He brought it to the Bamei Gedolim. Do you now have to go and give the choz v'shoik to the kehanim? As well as if you bring a carbon toida, which is a tolda, if you will, of the Karm Shlomim. So you have to go and give the four chalois of the four species, so you have to go and give those to the Kohen or not. So we had a machloikis about that yesterday between Rami Bar Chama and Rebbe Lozer. You'll see Rebbe Lozer, the last two lines of the Amid Beis, or Pligid Rebbe Lozer, the Amid Rebbe Lozer. Oilas bamas yachid shechnisa bifnim. You brought that oila. You already brought it on the bamas yachid. You already did the shechita, and now you're bringing it bifnim into the kloim, into the area of the bamas tibur. Katua machitzas lechol davar. It's now been transformed automatically from a bamas yachid carbon to a bamas tibur carbon for all purposes. Rashi doesn't speak out all the purposes, but at least those that we just discussed, legabe the chitzu, whether or not you can go and continue to throw the blood, sai on top or on bottom, or whether it has to be dafka, lamata michutza sikra, since you're bringing now your carbon oila, or number two, Rashi says, legabe, if you were talking about, this is an oila, of course, but if you were talking about a shlomim, legabe the din of the chaz of ishoi, you give it to the kohen, don't give it to the kohen. Anyway, so Rabbi Loza says, it's so boy Reb Zeira asks a very fascinating question. We've just said, according to Reb Lozer, that once you take a Bamas Yachid and you bring it into the ear space of the Bamas Tzibur, it now magically, automatically has been transformed into a Bamas Tzibur carbon. What would happen if now you reversed yourself and took the carbon away from the Bamak Doila and you brought it now outside and you're walking towards the Bamak Ketan? Do you go and say, hey, Master, what did you do? It's a Bamak Doila carbon, don't take it out. Or do you say, no, it went into the Bamak Doila and it'll go back. Boy, Reb Zeira. Even though Agamor is Goyris Oilas Bamas Yachid, however, Rashi learns that we're talking about carbon. Oilas bum, not carbon, not oilas, but carbon bumas yachid, because Rashi says that the nafkimina, the gabi this gemara, is by the din of the chaz v'shoik, and of course there's no chaz v'shoik by an oila, and oila is kula kol. Okay, anyway, so what's the din by bumas yachid? Shech nisa lefnem, you brought it inside, meaning in the ear space there of the bum gedoila. And now he took it out. Ay, 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 it's an interesting mensch. He does hoitzah v'achnos, or in this case, achnos v'hoitzah. He brought it in, and now he takes it again. Ma, what's it? Me, I'm reading even the Ayla, since he brought it in, there in the mechitzis of the Bamek Doila, called to the mechitzta. Now it's stuck. And this is similar to what Rav Lozer said. It's called to a mechitzis l'chol davar. Oidomo, do you say, kivin the hadar hadar? Or do you say, no? Since he's taken it out from the mechitzis of the Bamak Doila, and he's taken it out now towards the Bamak Tana, now it reverts to its original legacy and its original status of a Bama Kitana carbon. He shouldn't have taken it out, but he did. What do we do now?
Yeah. These are psul of a yotzei.
No psul of yotzei, since it started off as a Bamak Tana.
No, in general. Not as something that's originally outside. Somebody's bringing
that's a Bamak Doila. Now you want
to. Is there psul yotzei attached to that?
It's a good question. The Gemara is going to talk about that mechim on the bottom. Hopefully, we'll get to that shortly. Okay. But in the meantime, says the Gemara, I don't keep the hadar, or since you took it out, and it reverts back to its original status of a bama kitana carbon. Says the Gemara, this shayla of Reb Zeira lechera, we can be poishit that it's a machloikis between Rabba and Rav Yosef. Lav hayda machloik to the Rabba Rav Yosef. What's that machloikis? It not. Kachi kudishim shechachdan bidaroim. Where are you supposed to go and shecht kachi kudishim?
Betzafai.
And he shechted a bidaroim. Not a nice guy. Okay, he probably made a mistake. But he did a bidaroim. What's it did now? My alan behen. There continues to be a din of me'ila with this carbon. What means continue to be a din of me'ila? There's no question that this carbon is a posel of carbon, because the din of tzofin is ma'akev. And if you go and shechted bedoraim, unfortunately, you made a big boo-boo, and now it's psulei kabanis. It's possel.
Is that
mefagel? That's not mefagel. Mefagel means if you have a machshava to go and eat the carbon chutz lezmanoi, or to go and eat the carbon chutzlam koimai. Here we're talking about that he shechted it, if you will, shuloi bim koimai. He didn't go and shecht in the proper place in Tzofin, but in Dorim. And even when we talk about chutzlam koimai by pigel, we're talking about a place where it's outside the Beis HaMikdash, chutz la'azara, chutz from the whole place. Here we're talking about that he's doing it within the azara. So therefore the halacha of pigel doesn't apply, but it's a very good question. Thank you. Anyway, so kachi kudishim shachtu medorim, mi alim behem, the din of me'ila applies to these kachi kudishim. Vi boilu, you skip the parentheses. Vi boilu, and now we have the following question. Now, our Gemara has the gears, as you see in front of you, yordu mao shiyalu.
Yes.
However, Rashi says that is an incorrect girsa, and we're going to follow Rashi's directions over here. If you're wondering where's the Rashi that I'm talking about, yeah. Rashi's Hochi Garcin, at about 10 lines from the top of the Yomid, parallel to our Gemara, that Nan Kochi Kudishim, Veloy Garcin and the Itmar, Veloy Goras im Olu Lo Yerdu, that's in the parentheses that we had before, or Mishni Besechus Me'ilim. Me'alin Behen, continues the Rashi, skip the next few lines. Hochi Garcin and Besechus Me'ilim. You have that Hochi Garcin and Besechus Me'ilim? Vahochi Nami Garcin and La. Love, Haina, the rabbi of Yosef, did not. Kodshi, Gedushim, Shishachtin, Bidor, Mialim, Behen, Viboyeluhu. Now, what does it say in our Gemara? Viboyeluhu, Yerdu, Maushi, Alu. Says Rashi, no. Viboyeluhu, Olu, Maushi, Yerdu. They went up. Do you take it down from the Mizbeach? Yes or no? Rabbi Omi, Yerdu, Rabbi Yosef, Omar, Im Olu. The Shita takes that, Im Olu. Rabbi Yosef, Omar, Lo, Yerdu. What are we talking about over here? Again, we have Kodshi Kudushim that you shechted incorrectly in the Dorim, not in the Tzofei. Now the question is, Mahu, if it was Olu, meaning that the Koyin did not realize what they did, maybe he thought it was a Shlomim instead of an Oilin, that's why he shechted a Bedorim. But bottom line is, he went and put now the Emorin on the Mizbech. If this, of course, was an Oila, then you're talking about putting the Kula Kolu on the Mizbech. If it was
Kodesh.
It is a psul kodesh, but psul back kodesh. And what's the normal rule of psul back kodesh? Im olu
lo yardim.
Lo yardim. Good. Here, Rabbi says yerdu. Rav Yosef Omar lo yerdu. Now, Rav Yosef is consistent with what we've learned throughout the Masechta. That's psul back kodesh. Im olu. Once it's up there, leave it. You don't have to schlep it down. Why does Rabbi hold yerdu? Rabbi says something very, very strong, very vehement, if you will. That Rashi that we were just learning, Lav Haina de Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, Rashi says in the middle, this is close to halfway down the Amud, Rabbi Omer Yerdu, the Loidomu Lishar Psulin, She Psulin Bakoidish, where the halacha would be, leave it on top. Ela Kemande Chonkinan Dami. You went and took the oil or the Kochi Kudish and you shechted it. Bedorim, it's as if you didn't shecht it. It's as if you choked it, you strangled it. Well, that's a very strong term. So Rabbi is very, very vehement, and Rabbi says, don't call this psul of a kodesh. Call it as if you went and shot it with a gun instead of going and shechting it normally. It's as if you strangled it. Yeah. So therefore, Alma, okay, so that's Rabbi's vort, and that's why Rabbi says, even if Olu, Yerdu, take it down. Scream at the coin, take down those Aymanin, take down that Oila. You should not have shechted it in the wrong place. You killed it. You didn't go and shecht it. You did a bit dara. So therefore, Rabbi says, Yerdu, take it down. Rabbi Yosef says, don't get so angry. Don't get so upset. You have to take your time. Next time, don't do it. Bedarim, do it a bit tzafayin. Okay, you made a mistake. Lo yerdu, just leave it like any other psulei bakayish.
Take your time and hurry up.
Very good. Anyway, so now it's a fascinating machlekes. So what does it have to do with us? So Rashi concludes, Alma l'rabba loy amrin and kolit. We don't just say, just because it's there, leave it there. No, if you did something wrong, take it down. What if you also said, no, kolit, it's there already, just leave it up. Now, our case is not, strictly speaking, on all fours with that case over there. Here we're talking about that everything was done properly, that you shechted it b'chutz, b'shas, hetera b'mis, which was totally permissible, and instead of finishing off the avoid over there, you decided to go and bring it inside to wherever the b'mis gedoyla was. But the Gemara is comparing that improper placement as if it was going and shechting b'mokim dorim. B'mokim dorim is taka grosa psul. Here there was no real psul, he just did it on a different mokim. But nevertheless, the Gemara equates the two, and the Gemara is saying that just like over there I see by the case of the dorim, what did Rabbi go and say? Loi amrin and call it, take it down. Here too, once you brought the carbon into the b'mokim dorim, I might have thought, well, once it's there, leave it there. No. You took it out, it's out. It reverts back to its old position. You don't say the mechitzas are kolik. Even though Reb Loza said, yes, kol tu mechitzas chol davar. That's if you would leave it there. If you took it out, okay, you took it out. Masha Enkin, according to Rav Yosef that says in our Gemara that lo yerdu, once it's up there, just leave it. He'll say, once it's within the mechitzas, leave in the mechitzas, don't take it out. And if you took it out, you still have the Hilchoy's Bamek Gedoyla. It became transformed automatically from the Bamek Tana to Bamek Gedoyla. And you are, so to speak, stuck with those rules and regulations. And Rashi says, and therefore, according to that Mandiyama, bring it back in. Don't leave it out, and that's part of kotul mechitzos. You took it out, bring it back in again. So Lechoya says the Gemara, that shayla that we asked is the machlokes Rabba and Rav Yosef. And the Gemara immediately says, no, nishkarai. Tiboy l'Rabba, tiboy l'Rav Yosef. You can still ask the same shayla, both according to Rabba and to Rav Yosef. That is, tiboy l'Rabba. Ad kan l'kom Rabba, when did Rabba said that loy omrinen kolet mechitzos el b'mizbeach dechozilei mekadesh, tloy chozilei loy mekadesh. When we're talking about the mizbeach, whether you leave something atop of the mizbeach or you take something down from the mizbeach, it all depends. If it's chozilei, meaning you did it properly, you did it with bitzofayim, then the mizbeach is mekadesh it. However, if you didn't do it properly, with kiman dechonkinon dummy, it's as if you strangled this animal, then loy mekadesh and take it down. A mechitza avgav lechozilei, even though this mechitza lechatchila, I should have left the carbon there with the bum ektan and not bring the bum gedoyla. But that's sinish gefarlach. It's not the end of the world. It's not like going and shechning bipsul in the mokim of Dorim. So avgav lechozilei kolta. Even though it's not roy, in other words, this is not what we would have expected for a bum ektan, a carbon, but maybe kolta mechitzois, and even Rabba would agree. If you took it out, bring it back. And all the Hilchis Bam and Gedoyla still apply, including Legabe, the Zrika Saddam, and Legabe if this was a Chatos, not a Chatos, if this was a Shlomim, to go and give the Chaz V'Shoik to the Kahanim, etc. And furthermore, Oidil Mafil Rav Yosef, Ad Kanli Ka'omar Rav Yosef Hossam, when did Rav Yosef say over there, Legabe the Doroim, that he said that Im Olu Lo Yerdu, El Dechan Mokimhu, the Azorah, where you have the Tzofen and the Dorim, is one package. It's one Azorah. So therefore, yes, you're right. It's possible, B'mokim, Dorim. But once you put on the Mizbeach, leave it. Avahoch, the Trey Mekoymis, no, here we have two separate Mekoymis. Here they have B'mektana is one place. B'mekdorah is in another place. Like, maybe Rav Yosef would also hold in such a place. Take it down from the Mizbeach, Im Olu Yerd. Oy, Dimbalashtu, Nefshadish. Itimarteku. We have no way of knowing for sure. Tish B'Yitaritz, we got to wait until Yom Navi comes, and he'll tell us exactly what to do under these circumstances. Now, the Gemara says, Milton B'Shita Leila Rabba B'Chad Gisa, Rabbi Yosef B'Chad Gisa, Miboy Leila Rabbi Yanai. The very Shaila that we had now, that we assumed that according to Rabba, it's clearly going to be similar to the case of the Shoichet Bedorim, and that is that Yerdu, bring it down, and according to Rabbi Yosef, no, Lo Yerdu, leave it up. So that was so poshut on one side of our Iboya, according to Rabbi and Rav Yosef, respectively, was in fact a similar shaila was asked by Reb Yanai. The boy Reb Yanai, a vorei oilas bomas yochid she'olul mizbeach. What we just spoke about, you had the vorim of an oilas bomas yochid, you put it on the mizbeach, and now the yardu, and they came down. Is there a mitzvah now to go and put it back up? Meaning, we've just established, according to Rabbi Lazar, that once you bring in the Oilas Bamas Yachid from outside, and you bring it inside, and you put it on the Mizbeach, Im Olu, once it's there ready, said, it's called to Mechitzah Chol Dover. Okay, since it's called to Mechitzah Chol Dover, if you have now some of the Oz Eivorim, She'oilas Bamas Yachid, She'olu Mizbeach, the Yardu, what we called in the Gemara before, Poikin. Poikin means that it came down because there were sparks on the Mizbeach, there was a fire, and therefore from time to time, pieces come down from the Arocha, it fell to the ground. Mau, should I put it back on the Mizbeach or not? Now this is not the same case as before, because before we were talking about Im Olu, do you say Yerdu or Lo Yerdu? Here we're talking about Yardu, do you say Yalu or not? So it's like the mirror image. So tomorrow, Mau. So tomorrow, Hey, Chadolai Moshlaba Or, Lai Tibay Allah. If the or has not chapted, not start consuming it yet, in other words, yes, it was on the Mizbeach, it was only there for 5 or 10 minutes, and therefore it really didn't start getting burned yet, maybe a little bit singed, but nothing more than that. It was not moshel ben or, loy tiboyelach, leave it on the ground. Ki tiboyach b'shal is heich the moshel ben or. If, in fact, it came up on the Mizbeach, and the fire was already flackering, and this carbon has already been there for the last hour or two, and it's starting to turn like a charucha, starting to turn black. And now it's fallen to the ground. Should I put it back on? Should I not put it back on? Shemai, teiku, tish biyatart. A similar question. Itmar, shchitas laila b'bomas yachid. As we know, there's no such thing as Shechitas Laila b'Bomba Tzibor, because b'Bomba Tzibor, as well as a Mizbeach, it says in the Pasuk, B'yoin Tzavois Yes Ben Yisrael, the Hakrav is Karbaneim, every time the Shechita has to be during the day. What happens if you shecht a Karban in the Beis HaMikdash at night? It's possible. But now I'm not shechting it in the Beis HaMikdash, I'm now shechting it b'Bomba Yochid b'Laila. What's the Halacha? Kosher Apostle, Machlek is Rav and Shmuel. Chad HaMekshev, Chad HaMepsul. The Kamiflegi b'Reblozer. Machlokes is in the file, not the Reblozer that we had before, but the new Reblozer. Who's this Reblozer? Rami Kroyadvali. He asked a steer between two psukim. Ksiv. Now these two psukim that the Gemara is going to bring now are psukim which are back to back, and they're all talking about Shaul HaMelech. Where are they? You have the Torah Ora Shalem. It's Shmuel Aleph, Kapitel Yodalit, psukim Lamed Gimel and Lamed Dalit.
We have Shaul here,
yes. And you weren't here for davening, but Shaul did a masterful job in the laning this morning.
Yeah,
everybody was in awe. Okay, anyway, so looking now at the two psukim in the Torah Ora Shalem, we start off with pasuk number one. But Yagidu l'Shaul Leimar, they told Shaul, Hine yo'om choytum l'Hashem le'echol al hadom, v'yoymer begadetem, goylu elai hayoym evin gedoyla. You want to go and bring karbonis to me machaper on a chait? You know what? Bring over goylu alai, like roll over to me today, the Evin Gedoyla, big boulder, and we're going to go and bring malik karbonis on that boulder, and goylu alai hayoim, today. The next pasuk is number two. V'yem Yishol, putz v'om spread out among the nation, v'amartam lehem, hagishu alai ish shoyroi, v'ish seyeu, go and bring a shor, bring a seh, ושחרתם בזה ואכלתם, ולא יסחתו להשם לאכול אל אדם, ויגישו כל העם איש שוירה ביודי הלילה, וישחתו שם. Oh, so it says in that second pasuk that they shechted halayla, at night. The first pasuk says, go elai hayoim. Second pasuk says, halayla. Therefore, the Gemara is assuming in both cases that we're talking about shechting a korban. One of the kabbanis were insisting in pasuk one has to be by yoim, and the second one was saying can even be balayla. Don't we have a stira? Back to our gemara. Terblozer Rami Krayadot. You have a stira between two psukim. Ksev ayom yukatim koyle lai hayoim evin gedoyla, which means bring the carbon today before it gets nighttime. Now today. Uksev ayom yishol putu baam v'amartel mehem agisha lai ish shoyr v'shayayu ushchartem b'zev v'chaltem leisechtu l'Hashem leachol al adam v'yagisha kol ha'am ish shoyr b'yodeh halayla v'yishchatu sham. Nu oy bazoi, make up your mind. Can you go and shecht balayla? If you're talking about karbonis, doesn't have to be dafka bayoyim. What's going on?
Maybe it's bama katanas, but
that's the second teretz. Beautiful, Shaul.
It's a shas of Nov. Nov and Gibbon.
Exactly.
Because the Aron's already destroyed.
Oh, so Shaul and Barry together, Pishnaim, Edom, Yakum, Dover, there's a difference in age, but both of them are saying beautifully that the pshat in the Gemara is, one's talking about kochi bama gdoyla, one's talking about kochi bama katana. That's going to be the second teretz, which we're going to get to momentarily. The first teretz of the Gemara is kan b'chulim, kan b'kochim. Even though both psukim are talking about shechting, you can shecht chulim, and of course you can go and shecht kabanis kochim. So the first pasuk that he said, goylu alai hayoyim shnel, bring it today, the emek gdoyla, let's go and bring the karbon now, off an art. Oh, that's taka talking about a karbon. The second pasuk is talking about that the people were hungry, and he said, homeless shecht chulin, so there'll be enough food to go around for the whole group of people that were there in these two psukim. So it's not talking about karbonos, when it's talking about kodshim bayoyim, chulin banacht, but at night, and that's fine. Umar Mishani, and the second teretz is, that it's talking about kan b'kodshim b'mikdoyle, kan b'kodshim b'miktana. Since we're talking about Shaul is in the time of Noiv. Noiv is the Noiv and Givoin period of the 57 years where Bamais Katanais were mutter, and there was also Bama Gedoyla. So therefore the first pasuk that says, Goylo Hayoim Shnel, let's go and bring the carbon now. They meant bring the carbon and the Bama Gedoyla. Bama Gedoyla has to be Dafka during the day, because Bama Gedoyla had the same requirements as the regular Mizbeach that you had in the times of the Mishkan and the Mizbeach and the Bes Migdash. Kan b'kotchi b'miktana, talking about the private, oh, you want to bring your own carbon? No problem. You can do it even at night, because b'miktana is permissible at night. So with this, we have been poishit our shaila, that according to the second teretz, you can take a go and do kotchi b'miktana at night. The Gemara started off that it's a machloikis shchitas laila b'bamis yachid rabbi shmuel chad amr ksheira chad amr psula. The one that holds b'bamis yachid is ksheira. That's the one that holds the second pasuk. In other words, the second teretz, not the second pasuk, the second teretz. Second teretz is the dimitim b'magdolim b'magtana. B'magtana you can even shecht at night. According to the other man diyamer, the Gemara doesn't identify which one is Rav and which one is Shmuel. But the other one that holds that it's psula, so you can't go and shecht even b'magtana at night. So what did they shecht? They shechted chulin like the first teretz. So therefore, each one will answer l'shitosai. Itmar. Oilas b'mas yochid. Do we have a din of hefshet v'nituach? Meaning that every time you bring a carbon oil, it says in the pasuk, v'hefshet eso oila v'nitach oiso linzocheha. V'hefshet eso oila means you go and flay. Flay means you go and remove the skin, the hide of the carbon. V'nitach oiso linzocheha, and then you have to go and cut it up in pieces. So when you shech the oil, don't just say, okay, chavra, come, give me a hand, let's go and push the whole thing on top of the maracha. No. You first have to go and take off the oil. Who does the oil go to?
Kohanim.
To the kahanim. And then you have to go and cut into pieces. You also have to clean it out from all the schmutz. And then you put those in the tachoy solen. So you put it on top of the maracha. Good. Now that's when you're talking about your normal mizbeach and your normal bama gedoyla. What about bamas yochid? Machloikis. Rav Omer ain't to an hefshir nituach. Rav Yechon Omer to an hefshir nituach. Rav says, this rule of Hefter Nitzuch only applies to the Mishkan, it only applies to the Beis HaMikdash, to a Bamek Doyle, but it doesn't apply to the Bamek Tana. Therefore, you don't need Hefter Nitzuch. If you can say, oh, no, Hefter Nitzuch and Hefter Nitzuch, just like any other regular Oyle inside, same thing. The Kamiflegi Bid Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the son of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Oymer, Oyle Shekribi Yisrael Bamidbar, the Oyle that were bought by Kai Yisrael in the Midbar, meaning even in the Mishkan in the Midbar, ain't to una Hefter Nitzuch. When the Gemara uses the expression "me'oil moyed ve'elech," it's referring to the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, where it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayikra el Moshe ve'daber Hashem elav me'oil moyed leimar. Me'oil moyed means, therefore, when you see me'oil moyed, that means from Parshas Vayikra and further. Why is that so important? Parshas Vayikra, because starting from Parshas Vayikra, Vayikra and Tzav, mainly, and then scattered throughout the rest of Sefer Vayikra, are the halachas which are pertinent and relevant to the bringing of the karbanos. However, before Vayikra, which is in Shmois, that of course tells us all the stories about their travels and being in Mitzrayim, the Eser Makos, Kriyas Yamsev, Matan Torah, including, yes, they brought oilos at that time. Remember it says in the Pasuk, Yishlach Nari B'nei Yisrael, Vayalu oilos. Who were the Nari B'nai Yisrael who brought the oilos? Machloikis, whether it was the Mechoirois or Kehanim. Very good. So we already had that Machloikis. But the Yalu oilos, for sure, they went and brought oilos. And that oilos was already at the time of Matan Torah. Here we're talking about oilos that they brought in the Mishkan. However, at that time that they built the Mishkan, which is again in Sefer Shmois, they didn't give all the rules and regulations yet. Those only followed in Sefer Vayikra. So oilos Yekrivi, so in Midbar, ain't to an Hefshir Nituach, according to Biyosi Haglili, Shein Hefshir Nituach El Mi'ol Mi'od Ve'Elech, only after the halachas were given in Sefer Vayikra, but initially these halachas did not apply. Okay, so that's all great. What does that have to do with us? Says Yomar, Mars of Mi'ol Mi'od Ve'Elech Loishna B'Megedoyle V'Loishna B'Megtana. Once oil moed began, in other words, once you hit Sefer Vayikra, and now Kadosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe Rabbeinu all the rules and regulations that go and attach themselves to all the kabbanas, that regulate all the kabbanas, now it makes no difference. B'magdoyle, b'magtana, you have to do hefshir v'nituach at all times. Omar Sova, no, even my oil moed v'yeilach, b'magdoyle, in the b'magtana, right. That distinction that you had already in the times of the Midbar, that applied to the b'mois k'tanas. Tani kibosu Rabbi Yochanan, bring your right to Rabbi Yochanan. What did Rabbi Yochanan say in this machloikis? Tu'una hefshir v'nituach. You know the differences between the Bamek Doyle and Bamek Tana. Keren, the Kevesh, the Yesoid, the Ribua, the Bamek Doyle. Then Keren, the Yesoid, the Kevesh, the Ribua, the Bamek Tana. What means Keren? Keren, of course, the four kronos, the four horns, so to speak, that you had the top of the Mizbeach, you had that in the Bamek Doyle. Kevesh means a ramp to go up to the top of the Mizbeach, or to the
same as the
Mizbeach. The Yisoid had to have the Yisoid on the bottom. Not on all four sides, but at least on two sides, like the Mizbeach. Vribun had to be square. But that's only by Bamakdaila. But it's only by Bamakdana. You don't have to have Kronos on top. You don't have to have a Yesoid on the bottom. You don't have to have a ramp. That's quintet. It's a machloikis. Every Rebuah doesn't have to be square. What Barry reminds us, in fact, is a machloikis, what he even had to have a Tertis Mizbeach. In other words, one Mandiyama. Who's one Mandiyama? Reb Shimon, who's the one that says it required that you have to go and build a mizbeach? I think that was Reb Yossi from the mistake, but look it up. And what does it say? That he holds that you have to build a mizbeach miyuchad for the bomois ketanois. And the other one says, no. You can even go and take a boulder that is extending here in Riverside Park or Central Park and put on top of that your kabbonis, and that's enough. You don't have to make a special arrangement.
That would make a boulder move.
Sorry, Nahum?
It would be a boulder move.
Sure. If you did it on the boulder, it would be a boulder move.
Rabbi Yossi, you have it?
Good. So Rabbi Yossi is the one that requires it. Rabbi Shimon does not require it. Fine. Zayigit. But getting back to our Gemara now, that's not the only difference that we have about these four. Keren Yisoy, Kevish, and Ribua. But also Kir V'Kanoi B'Magdoyla. Then Kir V'Kanoi B'Mamaktan. When we say Kir V'Kanoi, means the din of Rechitzas Yadayim V'Raglai. We know that the Kohanim have to go and wash their hands, Rechitzas Yadayim V'Raglai, from the Kiyar, which are waters that come subterraneously from down below, from Mayonois. That's required by Bamigdal, not required by Mektan. Chaz v'shoy b'Bamigdal. We spoke about that at the outset of this year. By Bamigdal, you need the Chaz v'shoy, meaning that you did a tenufa, and then you handed it over as a present to the Kahanim that were doing the Avoidah. That's on Bamigdal. Then Chaz v'shoy b'Bamigdal. And someone gave this for the other day, because there are no Kahanim necessary by the Bamigdal. Yes, you could have Kahanim, for sure. But Zor is mutter to do the Avoidah on a Bamiktana. If there are no Kahanim around, who are you going to give the Chaz v'shoy to? You keep it, you don't have to give it to the Kahanim. Okay, Dvarim Sheshav Zabamikdoyle Bamiktana. Now, we made all these distinctions. Can you tell me things where they are the same? Well, number one, Shechita Bamikdoyle Bamiktana. You have to go and Shech the carbon. Hefshev Nituach, Bigdoyle, Uktana. Hefshev Nituach applies to both. So before we continue on, Hefshev Nituach is Biktana. Is that so simple? It's a machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And Rav. There's our Gemara, a riot to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Una Hefshev Nituach. It says clearly that Hefshev Nituach, Bigdoyla, and Biktana, and Befedish Rai from the Braisa, like Rabbi Yochanan. And we finish off the Braisa, Dam Matir Umafagil Bigdoyla Uktana. Dam can be matir, in other words, like every time you do a zrikas adam, it's matir, the carbon. And it's mefagel, which Shaul was talking about before. If you bishas, one of the avoiders you have in mind, a machshava hamefageles, of chutzazmani, chutzamkoimai.
Chutzazmani is not chutzamkoimai, we're by machtana.
Okay, so only the chutzazmani, shkoyach. So dam matir mefagel, bigdoyla uktana, thank you. Mumin uzman, bigdoyla uktana. Mumin means if the carbon is a bal mum, or if it happens to be zman. Now, what means zman over here? Zman means the dinam of achila, that you have to eat it within either yom v'layla, shnei yom v'layla echad. That applies both by doing the time. I'm sorry?
A shlom v'nachatas.
What's the dinam of shlom v'nachatas?
You could eat it longer if you take a shlomim.
How long can you eat the shlomim?
2 days, 1 night.
Exactly, shnei yom v'layla echad. How long can you eat a chatas?
1 day, 1 night.
1 day. So, I got to hand it to you. You're great. Shkoyach. Yeah. So that is the continue. That's the end of the Braisa here by the two dots, and we put a Rai from the Braisa to Rabbi Yochanan Gishmak. Now the next few words are not part of the Braisa, and that's why they're new dots. This is the final few words in our Mishnah that we had started on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, ended on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The last few words: Avul Noyser Vazman VaTameh Shavin Bazel Ubazel. When it comes to the Bamek Doyel and Bamek Tana, the Hilchus Noyser, which is what we just spoke about, make sure that you eat in a timely fashion, as elucidated so brilliantly by Shaul, depending on whether it's a Karm Chattas or Karm Shlomim or what have you. So Noiser applies, meaning Yom V'Layla or Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad, V'Hazman. Here this man is referring to not the case of Noiser, but then of Pigel, that you can have a Machsheves Pigel by either place of eating it Chutz L'Zmanei. Don't say Chutz L'Zmanei, Chutz L'Zmanei, Chutz L'Zmanei. Good. V'HaTamei, and the person who's Tamei, make sure, if you're Tamei, don't go and eat from the carbon when you're Tamei. Make sure if the carbon is Tamei, don't eat it. If you're Tar, makes no difference. There's a difference, of course, if you're Tamei and you eat the carbon, there's a din of Kareis. And if the carbon is Tamei and you happen to be Tar, it's just a lav. But Shem Mazel Mazel, those halachas apply equally, both by the Bama Gedoyla and by the Bama Ketana. Okay, final braisa of our Masechta. Toner Rabban. Minayin lasis zman b'Bama Ketana ki Bama Gedoyla. How do we know that zman applies both by the Bama Ketana and by Bama Gedayla. Now this word Zman is different than the word Zman that we just had on the same line. Because that line, it's in the earlier line, it's in Noisim HaZman, since Noisim by definition means that you ate it beyond the Zman, or that it, you didn't eat it in a timely fashion, and therefore the carbon is now noiser, it's left over. So hazman l'chor is the same thing. So that zman is referring to pigle. Oh, the pigle also applies, hilchas noiser, hilchas pigle, apply to both bama gedol and bama tak. But now the Bryson uses the term zman, he was not talking about pigle, he was talking about tak, the zman that you can go and eat it. So it's in minayin las is man be bama ktanik and bama gedola, that those same restrictions of the shnei yom v'layla echa that apply to shlamim apply over here too. Don't say the dinim of a karm chatas, because there is no karm chatas by the bama ketana. So therefore, we're only talking about the shlamim shnei yom v'layla echa. How do you know you're not allowed to eat it 3 days later, 4 days later? How do you know? Sorry.
Say bama ketana, no bama gedola.
So we know bama gedola because bama gedola is just like a regular mizbech, and the Torah says that me'ochel ye'ochel, that you can go and eat it until 3 days. In other words, shnei yom v'layla echa. But now the question is, how do I know that this also applies to a bama ketana? The bama ketana, you have to eat it within that restrained period of time. Since there's so many other halachas which are different, you don't need a keren, you don't need a yisoid, you don't need a kevish, you don't need a rebuah, you don't need a chitzis, you're dying for a glayim. All those differences that we spoke about, you don't need a koyin, you don't need klishores, etc., etc. Maybe there's no halach of zman that you have to eat it within 2 days. Maybe you can go and put your shlamim in the freezer and then save it for Shabbos and give it kiddush. When you're giving kiddush and shul, how do you know? So minayin las is my bama ketana kibama gedal. Skip the parentheses. Says Igmar, do amra toira. What would be the svara to say that there is no din of zman by bama ketana? Because the toira gave certain leniencies. What are those leniencies? Do amra toira lon yisarev v'yoytze yisarev. What does that mean? Lon means that if a carbon was sitting around beyond the time that it should be sitting around. Rashi says, "Hainu noiser," that you should have eaten it within the proper time period, and you learn and you just let it sleep there without doing anything. So the Torah says, "Banoisim imenu ad boiker, loisasir imenu ad boiker." Don't leave your carbon until the morning. In other words, eat it before daybreak. "Banoisim imenu ad boiker, vayishisarif." So you have to go and burn it. Ah, so lon is a din of yisarif. There's also a din of yoytze. Yoytze means that you take the carbon outside the azara, take it outside, also din yisarif. Ma yoytze kosher b'bama, but b'bama ketana, the din of yoytze doesn't apply. Why doesn't it apply? Because the whole b'bama is b'yoytze. It's all outside. It's not anywhere inside an enclosed structure or anything like that. It's outside on your lawn, on your roof, in the backyard. So there's no toira of yoytze. So my yoytze kosher b'bama, aflon kosher b'bama. I would say al pisvara that the din of noisa should not apply to b'bama, just like yoytze doesn't apply. Maybe lon also doesn't apply. So Timara, that's what you would say, and therefore say that there is no din of zman b'bama ketana. V'lav kavuchaymehu. If it's a kavuchaymer, what's the kavuchaymer? May oifais. Sorry. From oifais. What means from oifais? If you're bringing a carbon, either oilas oif or a chatas oif, what's it then? Oifais ein hamum poisel behen. If your oifais has a minimal mum, it doesn't passel. How do I know it doesn't passel? The Gemara says a number of times that tamas v'zachris bebehema vein tamas v'zachris boifais. I say a minimal mum because if it's a mechusar eiver, that passels even by oifais. But if you're talking about a regular mum, it doesn't pass by Isis. However, Zman Poisel Ben, when you have your Chatas, or if you have to eat it within the period of the Chatas, which Shaul told us a moment ago, is Yoim Valayla. So Zman Poisel Ben. Kodshiba Mektana, Shash Mum Poisel Ben, we said already in the Gemara in the Amud Aleph, that when it comes to Mumin, same Allah applies to Bam Mektana, just like Bam Mekdoila. So Mum does Basel. Ein Adin Shizman Poisel Ben, so Zman should also go and Basel if you're learning from Oifois. So you wanted to say in the Amud Aleph, make a mametzinu from yoytze. They're just like yoytze doesn't apply to bama ketana. Maybe the din of noiser zman doesn't apply to bama ketana, but I can make a kavachomer from oifois that it does apply. Madach oifois is no din of mumin, but zman passels. So bama ketana, where there is a din of mum, tchavad zman should go and passel. So Tamar, your kalvachomer is not a strong kalvachomer. I have a pirch on the kalvachomer. Malo oifois shekain ein azor. Kosher behen. If you're talking about oifois, do we do a shchita on oifois? We do a malika. And who does the malika? A malaka koyin. The koyin has to do the malika. So malo oifish kain ain't a zar kosher. And if a zar, is a zar allowed to do shchita?
Yes.
Yes. But can a zar do a malika?
No.
I'm sorry.
He knows how to.
If he knows how to, of course. If Sheikha doesn't know how to shecht, he shouldn't be shechting. You're absolutely right. Hopefully all shechtim today know what they're doing. What's up to you?
The Malika is one of the most kashas, so it's...
Like Chafina, Malika, and Knitsa.
Very good, very good. That's what you were telling us. You have to know how to do it. Good, you're good. Anyway, beginning back to Agamar, in the Mala Oifis Shekena in Azor Kashabahen, the reason why by Oifis, perhaps, there's a din of Zman, right? What was the Kavu Chaim from Oifis? Ma, the Oifis ain't a Paisel Ben, but Zman Paisel Ben. If it's noiser, it's possible. You know why Oifis have that Chumra, that's man poisel ben, it could be because it has another chumra. Ein azor kosher ben, you cannot have a zor doing the malikas oifis. We had that in our Mishnah, that the din of kihun, of kehanim, and the din of big dekuna don't apply in the bamiktana. So the zor is kosherba. If the zor is kosherba, then maybe there is no din of zman after all. In other words, it's a pircha, and we've destroyed now this kal v'chaymer. So we go back to the original mamatzino and say, well, just like yoytze is permissible by mektana, maybe the din of zman is also permissible, that there is no din of noisar. And for the gemara, therefore we should go and say, toyme by mektana shazor kosheba, and therefore lo yehei zman possible. Talmaloymer, says the gemara, put aside your mamatzino, put aside your kal v'chaymer. We're going to learn it from a pasuk. What does it say in the pasuk? V'zor is toira zevach hashlamim. Whenever we see the word toira in the pasuk, it always means toira achas l'kol hashlamim, says Rashi. Toira achas for all shlamim. What means all shlamim, says Rashi? The shalmi b'miktana and the shalmi b'migedoyla, including all of those which are similar, like a toira, which happens to be a tolda, if you will, of a shlamim. The Gemara always refers to it zevach toira shlamav. Again, it's also part of the Shlomim family, and therefore they're all hekish one to the other based on this word Toira Achas Lehem. Las is man b'bamiktana, kizman b'migdoyla. They're just like b'migdoyla if you leave the food over, the carbon over beyond this man. In the case of the Shlomim, that's Shnei Yom V'layla Echad. Same thing b'bamiktana, make sure to go and eat the Shlomim within the Shnei Yom V'layla Echad. And Rashi says the same thing about b'yatoyda. Toyda, you can only eat it l'yom v'layla, but make sure you eat it b'yom v'layla. Same thing would apply to a toy that you're bringing on a bum miktana. You have to eat it within the zman restrictions of yoyim v'layla. Hadlach parishchatis likala mesechtes vachim. Hadlach mesechtes vachim v'hadrach alon. Daitlach mesechtes vachim v'daitach alon.